have taken a measured approach to talking about casualties, but I can assure your listeners, our troops are on the offense, and they're after an enemy, and when they find the enemy and the enemy confronts, we win. They can't beat us on the battlefield. The only way we can lose this is if we leave. And our troops are... The other thing people say, well, you know, it's a long slug, and therefore it's going to be hard to maintain morale in the military. One, it is going to be a tough fight, but I will tell you something. Our military, the morale in our military is high because these young men and women understand the stakes. Re-enlistment rates are very high, and recruitment rates are strong, which all says to me we got an amazing country when we got people who put on the uniform and say, put me in, I want to go fight for this country.
Yeah, and then they turn around and get insulted routinely. John Kerry's not the first. He's just the latest, Mr. President. We don't really have to focus on him. You've spoken about Senator Kerry. He's now trying to laugh this off by saying he was talking about you.
Yeah.
But clearly, he has a Vietnam-era mindset back when we had a draft that if you didn't have a college deferment, you got drafted, and that's his thinking on who comprises military members, that they're basically uneducated rubes.
Yeah.
But it's not just Senator Kerry. We've had Senator Durbin, who has impugned interrogators at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Throughout this war effort, the Democrats, some Democrats, have done their best to impugn the people who are volunteering, offering their lives in sacrifice to defend this country. They have questioned their motives, they have questioned their backgrounds and so forth, and frankly, Mr. President, the American people are outraged by this because John Kerry's just the latest. This is not the first.
Anybody who is who's in a position to serve this country ought to understand the consequences of words, and our troops deserve the full support. Of people in government. People here may not agree with my decision. I understand that, but what I don't understand is any diminution of their sacrifice. We've got incredible people in our military, and they deserve full praise and full support of this government. Secondly, what they deserve is a plan for victory, and we have a plan for victory. Our victory, as you know, is really to help the Iraqis win. To help the 12 million people, help Iraq realize the dreams of 12 million people who voted, to help the political process and help the security process and help the economic process, and we're doing just that. It's not easy work because there's an enemy that still tries to derail the process. They're trying to foment sectarian violence. On the other hand, it's necessary work. And my problem with many of the Democrat voices in Washington is they have no plan for victory.